from the StarTexPower.com studios. This is Talk 650, powered by CBS Radio. KIKK AM Pasadena and KKHH HD3. Talk 650.
Did you know that you are the only one who can take control of your life and your circumstances? If you're ready to take control of your future by starting your own home-based business, then Raven Blair Davis's Careers from the Kitchen Table 2010 Home Business Directory was written for you. This book will give you hope and proof that, yes, you absolutely can, one, start your own home-based business, two, gain complete control over your income, and three, stop depending on a job that might not always be there. Go to www.2010homebizdirectory.com and order your copy today. That's 2010homebizdirectory.com.
Welcome to the Careers from the Kitchen Table Home Business Opportunity Radio Show. Having trouble finding that perfect job? Well, that dream job may be closer than you think. For the next hour, learn about the many possibilities that are out there for you when you have the creative heart in mind. And now, here is your host, Raven Blair Davis.
Hey, 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 this is Raven Blair Davis, Raven, a.k.a. the talk show maven. Happy Saturday to you. Ooh, it's beautiful in Houston. Hello, Houston, and to all our Facebook and Twitter friends and worldwide friends that are visiting us via the Internet. Thank you for tuning in again to Careers from the Kitchen Table on Talk 650, powered by CBS. Hey, 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 we are glad to have you here. I will do today what others won't, so I can live the life I dream about tomorrow like others can't. What about you, my friend? Are you taking control of your destiny and doing the thing so that you can have the power? What power? Well, you know, the power of simply living the lifestyle that you deserve. Do you believe that you deserve to have it? Ah, that's the real question, isn't it? Think about that for a moment. And then I want you to shout it out. I don't care where you're at, driving, sitting, standing, or what. Shout out what you really want to have in the precious life you've been given. And if you believe it and you do what it takes, it will happen. Yeah, absolutely. If you're just joining us again, this is Careers from the Kitchen Table, the show that teaches you how to cook without the cooking. You know us, we give you some good old home recipes for success. As I said, my name is Raven, a.k.a. the talk show maven, and I invite you to share us with your friends, your Facebook, your Twitter friends, and come back and join us often. Because you know what? If you're tired of driving that hectic, also dreaded highway, and you want to start making the commute like me and many of the listeners do to the smooth sailing hallway, then you're at the right place at the right time. I kid you not. This show is about assisting you in turning your business dreams into reality. We bring the best of the best, and we got a good one today. I'm telling you, the best of the best, they come by and they give you tips, strategies, and formulas for success so that you can build your business or even start your business faster rather than slower. How cool is that? The show is brought to you each week by SippingHealthyCoffee.biz. You know, mocha, let's see, latte or king of gourmet black. It don't make a difference. Grab you a cup of healthy coffee because nothing tastes as good as good health. Go to SippingHealthyCoffee.biz, and I'm telling you what, it is coffee-licious. Show you right. Okay, let's get this show rolling. We got a great, great, fantastic show today. I kid you not, this show is all that and then some. And we've got three really good guests, and they're all going to be talking about wealth. So I hope that that is something that you are shooting for. You should be. Absolutely. So I want you to get ready for another sizzling hot show. In fact, if you're ready to get started, grab yourself something to write with so you can take some copious notes. Oh, yeah. And I'm getting ready to introduce someone to you in just a moment. So I'm going to tell you now, if you're sitting, stand up. And if you're standing, sit down. Yeah. Because when I introduce this man, you're going to know that he is the bomb. He knows his stuff. Dr. Joe Vitale, he's the author of way too many best-selling books to mention here. Some of them include The Attractor Factor, one of my favorites, Life Missing Instruction Manual, The Key, Zero Limits, and the latest, Attract Money Now. That's what we're going to be talking to him about now. He is the star, was one of the stars of the famous motivational movie, The Secret. He's been on Larry King and Donnie Dolch TV show a few times. Yeah. He's created a miracle coaching program and helps people achieve their dreams by understanding, my friend, the deeper aspects of the law of attraction and the law of right action. The man was once homeless, but today he is a best-selling author who believes in magic and miracles. I call him the Magic Money Man because he is bad. Oh, yeah. Money Man, Joe Vitale, Dr. Joe Vitale, get it right. You better recognize. Hey, Joe.
Hi. What a great intro and build-up. I'm excited.
I am excited to have you here. I've been telling the audience ever since I've been here, I'm like, hey, Joe's coming. He's coming. He's coming. So thank you.
Oh, of course. Always glad to do this for you. Let's rock and roll.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to be talking about, you know, attracting money. And not tomorrow, Joe, but starting today. I think you say attract money now. But before we jump into that, just to kind of, for those very few, and I do mean very few, that may not know where you came from, can you share just a little bit of how you got to this point and where the heck you came from?
Well, that's a long story. They give you the very Cliff Notes version. I wanted to be an author ever since I was a kid, and I wrote and I tried and I pursued, but it took me a long time to get to where I'm at now. And during that trek, that adventure, I was homeless in Dallas 30 some years ago. I was in poverty for a very long time when I was living in Houston. It took me forever to get my first book published, and even after that I realized I had to learn marketing. I had to actually promote these things. And slowly, as I just kept pursuing my dream and taking action, I got out of homelessness. I got out of poverty. I got published. Then I got on the internet. And then I got best-selling books. And then, of course, I ended up in the movie The Secret because of one of my books. And from there, I haven't looked back because everybody from Oprah to Larry King to CNBC to CBS to ABC to all kind of media alphabet has been interviewing me, chasing me. And I've been speaking around the world. I have new audio programs, new books coming out. I am doing my best to help people live their own dream now that I've discovered how to do it for myself.
Oh, and we thank you so much for that, because you're paying it forward, and that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I'm even giving the book away, the Attract Money Now book that you want to talk about. Anybody can read it for free online at attractmoneynow.com.
Yeah, and I recommend if you're at home and by a computer, go ahead and, you know, go ahead and grab it right now, because we're going to be discussing this book. And I want to start off by asking you, Joe, how do we alter how we think about money, you know, or how we think about the lack of money? Because we think both ways sometimes.
Yeah, that's a great question. And the first step is awareness, because we don't even know what we think about money. And the very first secret in my book, Attract Money Now, is all about changing your mind by first becoming aware of your thoughts. And let me give you a real quick example.
Okay.
I can tell people, fill in this blank. Money is the root of all. And they're all going to rush in and say evil.
Absolutely.
Well, first of all, that's not an accurate statement. That's not actually what it says in the biblical literature. But just imagine, if you're not aware that that thought is in your mind, you're going to go about your life and you're going to try to attract money, but you're not really going to want it because it's evil. So you'll be out there saying, hey, I read the book, The Secret, or I read The Attractor Factor, I read Attract Money Now, but where's the money? I'm not attracting it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, consciously you want money. Unconsciously you don't want money. And because the unconscious mind is more powerful, it's what's going to push it away. And then you'll say, oh, this law of attraction stuff doesn't work. So the very first step is to understand that you already have thoughts about money, thoughts about love, thoughts about deservingness that are in your unconscious mind, and you need to be aware of them to be able to change them. And that's the very first step in the book, Attract Money Now.
Yeah, wow. You know, and I know a lot of people, I really do feel like this, Joe, they're saying, wow, what he's saying sounds really good. But, you know, there's something called limiting beliefs.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just can't get rid of it. So how do we stop the madness of that, Joe?
Well, you have to do, I would say the very first thing is to do what I'm offering. Go read Attract Money Now, because that's going to expand their mind to think differently.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I tell people that it's really a problem when you think money is the answer to everything. When you start to reflect on the idea that money is only paper and a coin and you just use it as a tool, then you start to take all of the energy, all the desperation off of money. And this is an inner thing that people can do right now. I mentioned that I travel around the world. So when I'm in this country, they show me dollar bills, and I go, oh, yeah, I know what a dollar bill is. But I go to Russia, and they show me a ruble, and I go, what is this? It looks like Monopoly money. I go to Poland, and they show me a Polinski money, and I go, what is that? It looks like, you know, different money. I go to Italy, and they show me something else. So depending on where you go, you've been trained to respect and even fear this thing we call money. And what I want people to do is realize you don't really even want money. You want what money will bring to you.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on
right.
the end result. Focus
mm-hmm.
on the emotion. Focus on the feeling. And take off the desperation, the survival energy that's been projected on the money. Money's just a tool. It's actually meaningless. We've just all agreed we're going to use it as a means of exchange.
Mm. Oh, I agree with that wholeheartedly, for sure. Now I want to move on and talk a little bit about goal setting, because I know you really, really talk about that in your book, Attracting Money Now. And I believe, Joe, a lot of people, they kind of just jump in there and they do the thing and they really don't have a clear vision of their goals. What is your thoughts on that? And share a little bit on how we can get on track with our setting our goals.
Well, these days I talk about inspired action.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is I want people to pay attention to their inner calling. So another way, we don't want to just focus on so much money. We want to focus on making a difference in the world in some way. Like I'm trying to do it with my book, Attract Money Now, and you've got your wonderful radio show, and somebody else might be a school teacher and they're making a difference, and somebody else is a plumber. We all have our little role to play. And what I'm wanting people to do first is know what your life mission is and pursue it. And then second of all, set a goal for yourself that you know that you can achieve it in a measurable way. So in other words, if I want to sell 25 million copies of Attract Money Now, because there is a hardcover version of it, or I want to be in another movie that goes out and touches millions of people, then I would state that as my target. And for me, that's a believable, credible target. It may not be believable for somebody listening, because they have their own mission. They
right.
have their own target. But I think we need to have an inspired goal in order for us to align our body and mind and tell the universe what we want, and then we can start to go in the direction of what we want because of that inspired goal. Goals are necessary.
Oh, yeah, sure are. And, you know, I like the way that you talked about that, because basically what you're saying is we have to decide what it is and be very clear what it is that we want and have a plan of action in making that happen, because otherwise we're kind of like just driving around town without a map, right?
Yeah, and we're lost.
And completely.
And we're lost and we're just reacting to life. We don't want to be reactionaries to life. We want to actually be co-creators of life.
Ooh,
and
I
like the word co-creation, because if we think that we're the creator, then we're into a God complex, and we're not really a creator in the sense of being like God. That's an ego trip. But we are co-creators
uh-huh.
to what I call God or the divine or the universe. Everybody has a different name for this higher power. But we can co-create with this, and as long as we know what we want to do, what we want to achieve, we've got a measurable result, we're going to go in a particular direction to achieve it. But without that, we just drive into the walls, we drive in the hills, off the cliffs. We just, our life's a mess. It just
been there, Joe.
Around.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Been there, done that, and it ain't no fun. That's making money on the slow pace. We don't want to do that, right?
No, we don't. We want to accelerate things.
Mm-hmm.
I want to help people be happy now. That's really what it's all about. You know, when I look around, I see all these people that are paying too much attention to the bad news, and then they they add to it with their own worry feelings and their own stress. I really want to help them wake up from that. I actually, my motto these days is that life is a process of awakening. And I want people to wake up to their own inner power, whether it's to attract money so they can live their mission or to be happier in their relationships or to have better health or to fulfill some sort of life mission. I want them to be happy. I found the escalator through life, and I'm trying to point to where it is.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. That sounds good. You know, we got 1 minute before we got to go to commercial break, and then we're going to come back with you. But real quickly, I know in your book, Joe, you talk about people need to think like an entrepreneur. Is that because a lot of people start business and they think like a hobby, or think of it more as a hobby than a business, or what?
Well, it's partly that, but too many people give their power away. They think the only way to attract money is by getting a better job, a higher salary, a better company, and that's not necessarily the way to do it. I'm not putting down working for another person, but I am saying if you start to think like an entrepreneur, you empower yourself so that you can turn what you perceive as problems into business opportunities.
Okay.
And when you start to think like an entrepreneur, the whole world opens up in terms of potential money-making abilities. You can attract money just by solving other people's problems, but you'll only be able to see that if you think like an entrepreneur. If you're a 9-to-5 person and you just want to go to work and you think that's the only way you're going to attract money, you've limited the universe's ability to provide more to you. Because you're only thinking one-dimensionally. As an entrepreneur, money can come in any kind of direction that you can imagine.
Absolutely. We don't want to get into that limiting thinking, that stinking thinking stuff again, for sure. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back with more of Dr. Joe Vitale. This man is bad, so don't go nowhere.
Touch that dial. There's still more to learn about the fascinating business opportunities that await you. We'll be right back with the Careers from the Kitchen Table Home Business Opportunity Radio Show right after these messages.
The current state of our economy getting you down? Is your company downsizing? Is your business losing profits? Or are you just plain tired of your current income level? Look no further, because it's time you take control of your financial future today. You've heard of the success stories. Now it's your turn to become one. What will you do with an extra $5,000 to $10,000 per month in your pocket? www.perksprofits.com is where you need to go. Again, that's www.perksprofits.com.
Sunday. It's a wild ride through Africa.
I could never imagine this.
And a nightmare chase through traffic.
These taxi drivers are nuts. I want my mom.
New Amazing Race, Sunday, only CBS.
Tired of looking for the exact steps to break through the self-imposed hidden conflicts currently stopping you from increasing your income and increasing your confidence? Well, put an end to your struggle for growth. Learn how to have confidence to charge what you're worth, raise your fees, fill your practice, and make some serious money. With Beverly Boston International Coaching for Big Thinkers, you'll be able to monetize your entrepreneurial spirit so you can create your own definition of success. Turn your passion into profits so you can develop your own unique potential. Contribute from your areas of strength so you can have financial freedom. Beverly Boston has helped hundreds of small business owners quickly get to their hidden conflicts and then improve their inner game to create a profitable and sustainable business. Call Beverly Boston of Beverly Boston International now at 604-727-4363. That's 604-727-4363. And apply for a free private strategy session over the phone. Or visit beverlyboston.com. That's beverlyboston.com or 604-727-4363.
Welcome back. And now, here's more great home-based business ideas with Raven Blair Davis.
All righty. Welcome back, everyone. We appreciate you listening in to Careers from the Kitchen Table, the show that teaches you how to cook without the cooking. And we sure enough have heated up the kitchen today, but we're doing it from Talk 650 Radio, powered by none other than CBS. Hey, Joe, we're moving on up. You know, the last time I wasn't on CBS.
That's right. It's only upwards.
Only upwards. Yeah, I was reading that attractor factor. You know what I mean?
Hey, it works.
It works. Absolutely. That's why said, I got to have this man on. His stuff works. We are talking to Dr. Joe Vitale. Yes, a star from the legendary documentary, The Secret. He is joining us today. This man went from homeless to a multimillionaire celebrity, and he knows his stuff, as you can see. Now, Joe's book is Attracting Money Now. You can go to www.attractmoneynow.com and grab a free copy. You're going to want to do this because you're going to find out his seven-step formula to attract money fast that will work for you. Remember, you don't want to be trying to do this on your own. And we're going to have him talk about his miracle coaching program in a few minutes. But, Joe, let's get back to a couple questions. And one of them for me that I'm curious and love to get your thoughts on is, why do you feel so many people have such a big problem in asking for help?
Hey, that is a big one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that still ties into the first secret in the book, Attract Money Now, because we have these beliefs about deservingness. We have beliefs about money, we have beliefs about love, but we have beliefs about deservingness. And most of us, and I would say virtually everybody listening, is wrestling internally with the idea that they deserve success, they deserve to be loved, that they are actually lovable and likable. And if you imagine that they don't really deep down feel like they have the self-esteem that's deserving anything, well, of course it's going to be difficult to ask for anything. They're afraid that they're not actually worth it. It's more than just being afraid of hearing the word no, that somebody might refuse to help them, because across the board, almost everybody is willing to help somebody who asks for help. It's more a matter of, are you willing to ask for help? And most of us aren't, because we don't think we actually deserve it. And this is why I think we need, it's all of this healing is an inside job.
Mm-hmm.
When we start to love ourselves, and we know money's okay, it's actually a positive tool, we deserve success, we deserve to have the great things and our goals achieved, then it starts to happen. But we got to look at our beliefs first.
Wow, you can't get around that belief.
Nope.
You can't get around
I say we live in a belief-driven universe,
mm-hmm.
meaning that, we don't even know what the beliefs are. I mean, unless you start exploring and reading, or you've got a miracles coach or somebody to help you see your own beliefs, most of us are just living as if this is the way it has to be. We don't know that the very beliefs in our mind have created the reality around us, and as soon as you change the beliefs in your mind, son of a gun, the whole world just repaints itself.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes completely different.
Mm-hmm. It becomes different and easier.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Much easier.
I don't think that life has to be a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a radio show recently, and somebody said, well, we need to have struggle because it reminds us of the good times. When we are finally good, we can go and compare it to the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And so we keep having struggle, and then it's ease. And I said, no. We have all had struggle. We've all had pain at least once in our life. You don't need to do it one more time, ever, to know what that felt like.
Mm-hmm.
So I was homeless once. I don't need to have that pain again to know that I don't want it.
Absolutely. Hey, my bank was full with the struggle stuff. I ain't missing it at all. Not at all.
Oh, and that's what I'm telling people. You don't have to have it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be difficult. This can be easy. Listen to your show. Read the material that's out there. The internet is just packed with all this information to help people. Use it, absorb it, change your life. You can have it easier. You don't have to struggle. There is an escalator through life.
Wow. Absolutely. Okay. I was reading your book, and the first thing that caught my attention was this great quote you had at the beginning. I love that quote. You said, you are the Michelangelo of your own life. The David you are sculpturing is you. Tell us more about that one.
Boy, that's an amazing quote, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Love it.
I don't want to take credit for it, even though I'm the one who said it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they were filming me for the movie The Secret, I just spontaneously blurted that out.
Wow.
The camera was running, and they were talking to me, and I just said it. It was like an inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
You're the Michelangelo of your own life. The David you are sculpting is you. And that has stuck. It stood out in the movie. I liked it so much, and everybody else liked it so much, I put it in my book. And the whole message there is, what you are working on is you. you think that you have to work on your boss or your spouse or your kids or your neighbors or the anything else outside of you. And that's not true. That's the illusion, and that will never resolve anything. What you really want to work on is you. You are the mass of marble, if you will, and you are the David, if you will, that you get to sculpt. And as you change yourself from the inside out, all those other things you wanted to change on the outside rearrange themselves. They either cure themselves or reshape themselves or move away from you. They just take care of themselves. But where the work has to be done is inside you, inside me, inside each listener. That's where it happens.
Yeah, absolutely. It starts within. And, you know, a great way to start changing that mindset, getting rid of the stinking thinking and all the limiting beliefs and stuff, is to ask ASK for some assistance, get some coaching. And just got a couple minutes, Joe, but I don't want you to leave without talking about your miracle coaching program. You know, you mentioned it in the book. Mm-hmm. Can you share a little bit about that with us?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Thank you. Yeah, I started a coaching program that's called Miracles Coaching, and it's at the website miraclescoaching.com. And Miracles Coaching is to help people find the beliefs that they don't even see themselves and then help them dissolve them so they're free. And the whole idea with Miracles Coaching is to help people be in alignment inside themselves so they can have, do, or be whatever their big dream is. For me, my life accelerated in transformation when I finally got a coach. I mean, I read books, and I was reading books when I was homeless. I would go to the library, and thank goodness for libraries. And I would borrow even audios. Back then, they were on cassettes. So I was always working on myself. But it wasn't until I finally had a personal coach that I just leaped ahead down the street when I just bumped the Autobahn of life, and everything started to match attendance, and more importantly, just finding happiness. And that's all at miraclescoaching.com.
MiracleCoaching.com. Check it out. And you know what? While you're on the computer, go to www.attractmoneynow.com. Grab you a free copy of Joe's incredible book, Attract Money Now. Not tomorrow, but now. And get his insider secrets and his seven-step formula to attract money fast. You know, we always say we like to get there faster rather than slower. So I'm going to encourage you to go to attractmoneynow.com. Joe, before you go, we always have our guests give us two golden nuggets real quickly. Now, I know in your book there's a bonus of 29 ways to attract money. Can you share maybe two or three of them?
Well, I'll give you one of the biggest ones, and most people resist this one, and it's the idea of giving. Because giving is the karmic and spiritual principle. Whatever you give, you're going to receive more of. And here's a rule of thumb. The amount of money you receive in your life is directly proportional to the amount of money you give. Because the window to receive is created by what you give. The more you give, the bigger the window is for you to receive. My rule of thumb is to give 10% or more to wherever you receive inspiration or spiritual nourishment. And that can be a bus driver, a school teacher, a waiter, a minister, can be any number of things. So I would tell people, ask yourself, where have you received inspiration lately? Where did you receive spiritual nourishment? Where did you get excited or repassionate about life? And give 10% of your income to that source. And I would say, continuously ask yourself, once a week or once a day, where did I receive my spiritual nourishment today? And reach in your pocket or purse and give 10%. This is one of the absolute ways to attract more money now. It's in the book, but it's not just something I came up with. I didn't come up with it at all. Actually, I'm reporting on this one. This has been around since biblical times.
Mm-hmm.
This has been something that's been proven over and over again. You know this, I know this, and life changes when you start to give.
Ooh, that's a big one. That's a good one. Yes, give, give, give. You got to do that, because the more you give, the more you receive. But don't be expecting it.
It's right. Going
to pour. Thank you, Dr. Joe Vitale. You are bad. We appreciate you. www.attractmoneynow.com. I appreciate you, Dr. Joe Vitale. Honestly, thank you for all you've done, especially in changing my life.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for what you're doing. Godspeed to all your listeners.
Dr. Joe Vitale, check him out, www.attractmoneynow.com. Grab your free copy.
From the StarTexPower.com studios, this is Talk 650, powered by CBS Radio. KIKKAM Pasadena, KKHH HD3, Talk 650.
Did you know that you are the only one who can take control of your life and your circumstances? If you're ready to take control of your future by starting your own home-based business, then Raven Blair Davis's Careers from the Kitchen Table 2010 Home Business Directory was written for you. This book will give you hope and proof that yes, you absolutely can. One, start your own home-based business. Two, gain complete control over your income. And three, stop depending on a job that might not always be there. Go to www.2010homebizdirectory.com and order your copy today. That's 2010homebizdirectory.com.